Good morning again, my friends. This is David Saul from Beholding His Glory, and yes, you are listening to Pebbles of Truth on WJCB Radio. Now, last week we ended talking about how most Christians do not know what they're signing up for when they get saved or when they give their lives to Christ. But most Christians and some believers I know nothing of the dealings and judgments by God coming their way so that the next step or the next work of God can happen in their lives, which is, you ready? Sanctification, whereby we must die to our selfish, self-seeking ways so that Christ can live through us to the world. Wow. Many Christians have been told that Jesus came to give them life. Well, this is true. In John 10:10, John writes, here's Jesus speaking, says, "I have come that they might have life and that they might have it more abundantly." But boy, do the word of faith phrases go off the rails with this verse. But read the entire Bible, my friend, and not selected verses. Jesus also said in John 12:24, "Unless a corn of wheat," now we are that corn of wheat, my friend, "fall into the ground and die, it abideth alone. But if it die," well, let me say that again, "but if it die, it bringeth forth much fruit." My friend, spiritual fruitfulness happens if we fall into the ground and die. Unless we die to our carnal, selfish, ungodly nature, there will be no life in us. Let me say that again. Unless we die to our selfish, carnal nature, there will be no life in us. Because the next verse says, if we lose our life for Christ's sake, we surely will find our life. Now, that for all of eternity. Believe it or not, Jesus came to die so that we could die in Him and be set free from the old creature in Adam that we were born with in Him. Let me say it again. Believe it or not, Jesus came to die so that we could die in Him. He came so that we could be born again, birthed from above as a new creation in Christ Jesus. This is not only the reality of the new birth that most Christians do not know and would add most Christians do not want to know, but it is one that God wants to make real and practical through the forming of His dear precious Son, Jesus Christ, in us. Paul writes in Galatians 4:19, "My little children, in whom I travail in birth, again, until Christ has been formed in you," which is God's goal in our life, my friend. Even some of the most simple and recognized religious terms misrepresent the truth on these matters. For example, we talk about giving our lives to Christ, and that is an innocent and innocent phrase, and we could reason that there is some truth to it, but it is often made to mean something that the Bible never meant it by the new birth. It is often made to mean that if we give our life to Christ, that God will be so grateful that He will reward us with the destiny of heaven someday. Or, it is made to mean if we give our lives to Christ, that God will take our lives and fix them with everything that we want. Or maybe we think that if we give our lives to God, He will then act upon us and do things to us intended to make us look and act more like Jesus Christ. But oh no. I could go on and on, but none of these examples really hits the nail on the head. That phrase, giving our lives to Christ, is never found in the Bible. Let me say that again. That phrase, giving our life to Christ, is never found in the Bible. That is because our conversion is a matter of receiving from God rather than us giving to God. Let me say that again. Our conversion is a matter of receiving from God rather than us giving to God. As for our lives, the life that we possess before our conversion, we have to lose that. This is a matter of renouncing and losing our lives under the work of the cross. And then we receive Christ as our life. Wow. Then we receive Christ as our life. Remember, we first must lose our life. Then we can find or we can discover our life. That will be the life of Christ that is in us when we are saved. Most Christians do not usually think in terms of losing their lives or of losing their self-esteem. about ownership. Rather, they tend to think in terms of giving our lives to Christ so that He can make us better or help us. Yet the truth of this matter is fundamental, and not only deals with our conversion, but it also, the lesson deals with our justification and our sanctification. Indeed, it is fundamental to the meaning of Christianity itself. It takes us to Matthew 16:24-25, where Jesus said, "If anyone would come after me, let him deny himself or lose his life, and take up his cross and follow me. Whosoever will save his life shall lose it." Wow. "And whosoever will lose his life for my sake shall find it," or shall discover it. To find our life, my friend, we must lose our life for his sake. Losing comes first, then finding or discovering comes second. Or this is the spiritual principle of death before glorification. But this is what happened to Jesus. He was crucified, then glorified. So too in our lives. And please note, nowhere in these verses does Jesus promise to bless our natural life that we own. He does not say that if we give our life over to Him, He will give us that same life back in better shape. I say this because it is exactly what most professing Christians believe. Jesus is promising. Oh no. Oh no, my friend. Neither does Jesus promise that if we give Him our lives, He will take it and shape it to look like Christ. Nope. Jesus clearly states that there is one and only one thing we are to do with our life, with ourselves, if we want to follow Him. We must lose our lives. We must lose ourselves. Again, in John 12:24, Jesus drives this point home. "Verily, verily, unless a corn of wheat fall into the ground and die," and He means it, my friend, "only then will we find true life." Well, the life of God. In John 6:32, this life where Jesus said, "He is the true bread." Or in John 15:1, when Jesus said, "I am the true vine." The word vine, all throughout the Bible, that means to go ahead and take that subject out of the physical realm and project it into the spiritual realm. Like in John 6:53, when Jesus said, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, except ye eat the flesh of the Son of Man," who was Jesus, "and drink His blood, ye will have no life in you." But yes, my friend, we have to lose our life. Only then will we find true life, that true life in Him. Indeed, it is only if we lose our life, lose our possessions of it for ourselves, that we will truly experience Christ as our life. Wow, that's the goal. Next week, I would like to continue looking at this teaching, but I like to take a little shift and a little different focus towards, as promised in this teaching, looking at sanctification. So I pose this question as a little bit of homework. If we are to lose our lives so that we can find or discover Christ as our life, and we are, and if, the most important word in the Bible, if that is what God desires, and He does, and He wants the purpose in our life, then can we see that sanctification cannot possibly be a matter of God just doing things to us and for us to make us look like Jesus? It is much, much more, amen? No. This is the definition of Christianity, and it's also the definition of sanctification, and that is Christ in us, the hope of glory. Wow, Colossians 1:27. No, my friend, Christianity is the same thing as sanctification. And that is Christ in us, the hope of glory. Amen. More next week. This has been David Stahl from Beholding His Glory, trusting that this teaching is taking hold in your life and you're getting it. And you know, God is able to expand your thoughts and expand your revelation of Him. And you're coming to see that your salvation is the life of Christ in you, the life of Christ coming out to the world. God bless. More next week. Amen.